You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Mark Yang. Mark, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Mark, we're going to talk about your show at Kasmin, Birth, which is running through February 17th of 2024. And to begin with, you know, it's a really beautiful show and kind of remarkable in a number of ways. But let's start with the title, Birth. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because some of the work in here almost looks like a type of birth to me, but perhaps I'm reading that into it. Where did the title come from on this show?
Well, I think a number of things, but I actually originally didn't want a title for the show because I don't really have a really big reason why. But it's always hard for me to title a show since I have to think of a word that kind of combines all the paintings that I've made. And that said, like, I never really make a show per se, but I make paintings and I hopefully, when I put them together, they kind of work as a whole. But the title Birth came from one of the title of the painting that I've made, pretty much the first painting I've made from the show, which I titled Birth. And it was actually a painting that I've made almost right after I became a father last year in February. So
let's talk about that painting, Birth, in 2023. And congratulations on being a father.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
So Birth, the painting, and also the title of the show, but Birth, this painting is really an unusual one and stands out in some ways from the rest. In some ways it's similar. But in this one, we're looking at adult body parts, right? It's very different than, say, what looks like an infant in Kelly's colors for a larger wall, which I have a sense of what that might be about. But in this one, Birth 2023, you know, that's such a, it sounds like a pivotal time in your life in many ways. This painting is the most enigmatic, I think, of the series, or at least it is to me. It's hard to understand what's happening here. It is a landscape. There are body parts, but they seem more disembodied than most. This doesn't feel contortionist. It feels like something else is happening here altogether.
Sure.
What do you think about that? Or do you want to tell me a little bit about what I'm saying or your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can share like the kind of the process and my thoughts that went to the making of the painting. But this one was a bit, you know, I think a bit of an offfall from my practice. Because when I make my paintings, my figurative paintings, I tend not to think too much about the subject matter in terms of the kind of the action that these figures are doing or might be doing. I've always been interested in kind of like the unknown action that these figures kind of does in the painting. But that said, Birth, for example, was kind of a direct translation from the kind of experience that I went through. I mean, I didn't go through the birth, but the kind of the situation that I was in, which was that there's a lot of birth painting in the history of art, but I've my wife didn't do unfortunately we couldn't do vaginal delivery, which we wanted to initially, but we had to do an unemergency C-section, and that the baby could actually come through the world, not through vagina, but through a belly or somewhere else. That was kind of what I was thinking. when I was making the painting. So it was a very, the subject was pretty very specific in terms of what I was, like the intention that I was kind of going for. And given that I titled the birth, it kind of leads that way, which is very unusual for me. I mean, I do make personal painting here and there, but I think this one is it's a very specific personal painting. But yeah, so I mean, that's kind of what I could say about it in terms of the initial thought process.
Well, that's very interesting because, like you're saying, a C-section as opposed to a vaginal birth is a different way of perceiving the body and birth and a whole host of things, right? There's
sure.
we're kind of involved in the body as a parent or parents or as a father in one way, and that sounds kind of, you know, birth is this sort of extraordinary thing, and so it sounds like you were thinking, among other things, like what's happening here, right? This is kind of an exploration, which is perhaps why in that image the body parts are a little hard to understand. As I'm hearing what you're saying, it's also a part of this kind of birth that's miraculous in yet another way, right? Giving birth in a way that isn't how we expect to give birth, which is a vaginal birth, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and so then there's the image of Kelly's colors for a larger wall. this is perhaps more straightforward and kind of wonderful. I imagine this is about preparing a nursery or something, and that is an infant there. Was this before your child was born?
No, it was actually after. So it was like, I think it was a painting that I've made after birth. So those two, I think, are the kind of the off-balls in the show, and they are the first ones that I made, and I kind of breached out from there, really. I mean, that painting, I need to talk about the initial kind of thoughts and the process of it. Is you know, I mean, I stay, you know, because after the baby was born, I stayed home a lot, and you know, I draw a lot of things, but one thing that I kind of started drawing was baby sleeping. It's because since that's what I see so much of baby, I had no idea that baby sleeps this much. Basically they sleep around, you know, 16 to 18 hours, you know, when they're born. So I'm seeing them sleeping all the time that it was kind of, it was irresistible for me not to draw it. That said, I had that in the sketchbook, and I, you know, I thought that, like, oh, maybe I could turn this into a painting somehow. And then there was like this, and then I had this grid. I was thinking a lot about space and painting, and how can I expand the kind of my usage of space and painting. And I mean, really, that's really what this show really was about. Formally, it was me exploring different kind of spaces, and one of the spaces that I've been always kind of wanting to try is using a straight up grid. I mean, I always think about the grids, but then they're always hidden behind the paint, behind the drawings that I make, kind of like the old master drawings or paintings. They're all kind of gridded, but then those grids kind of disappear. And I'm not saying that I literally grid them, but then I think a lot about geometry and the kind of the proportion when I think about the overall composition. But this painting, I really wanted the grid, so I kind of drew the grids. And when I don't know what to do, I kind of give myself a problem to solve. And that problem that I give many times is me painting all the shapes. Because black is, you know, it's a very strange color, and it does strange things visually, but also emotionally. And I thought that could kind of start from there. And then I really didn't know what to do. And then I was thinking, and then on Instagram, there's so much kind of like the celebration of 100th birthday of Ellsworth Kelly. I mean, he's not alive. He's not with us, but there's a lot of celebration about that, and there's a lot of show about it. And I've always loved his painting at the MoMA, which is the colors for a larger wall. And I thought I could maybe just kind of use those colors and make a, you know, and basically put it on those grids. And so I actually made a drawing, which was a direct translation of that painting. And then I kind of put the baby in there. So and that drawing was part of the show. So I started the painting and I made that drawing. And then I was like, all right, like, let me just take these colors and then just kind of think of it as like a Kelly's colors that I'm painting for a larger wall. And so that's kind of what that's basically what I did for that painting. So, so that's why in the drawing I titled it "Asleep" (parentheses after Ellsworth Kelly), but this painting I titled it "Kelly's Colors for a Larger Wall," since that's the color I was using. I was using Kelly's color.
I like that. Yeah, now of course I see that. Yeah, so it's also an homage to Kelly, right?
Sure. Sure. And then also it was this, you know, last year was the birth of my son, but it was also like a celebration of his 100th birthday. And I like that connection, you know. I don't know what that means, but it was interesting. Because they were celebrating his Centennial Day or whatever. And then, you know, then my first birth or the birth of the son. That was what I was going through my head when I was making the painting. And I don't expect anyone to kind of like, aha, you know, I got that, you know, obviously. But it's just the kind of the thought process that goes into my head when I'm making the work. Things that the viewers might not catch or which I don't really expect anyone to get.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's well. Maybe they're getting it in a different way, but
sure.
But that's
sure.
Yeah, that's fascinating. There's another one called Life 3, which there's a lot of these paintings that I love, and I really enjoyed this show. There's some of my favorites I'm saving for the end, but Life 3 seems to relate almost to. To birth, the initial one. This is another one that is using the form, the human form, bodies as something very sculptural. It almost looks like flowers,
right.
but this is something else that's happening here altogether, right?
Yeah, and it feels like sculpture because it looks like the figures are kind of building up. They're kind of like, you know, they're like kind of coming to life. In some ways, and so I titled it Life 3 because that was like a third version of it. The first version, I really didn't really initially thought about that. I just kind of wanted to think about like I wanted to figure out a way to draw a single figure in an interesting way. Because as you can see from my painting, is that I mostly paint, you know, multi-figurative composition because I always like the relationship between, you know, limbs and bodies and whatnot and then how they kind of turn into this one thing. But with a single body, it's really hard to do that. So, but I guess the initial thought was how can I kind of basically break the bodies and just have two arms, two legs, one body, you know, but then kind of make it look like it's more than one figure, or at least it feels like it. And so that's kind of how I kind of went about it. But it kind of became this kind of like coming to life painting. And also this was like this was during the time when, with the first one I'm talking about is like when my wife was pregnant and I first met my son through the ultrasound and I was seeing him kind of evolving and kind of coming to life. So, and that's the kind of the connection that I kind of made with that painting. And then I made this painting afterwards. And then this third edition, like I had this inside outside idea, something that historically artists have always used, and especially like artists like Picasso have used a lot of having this window and then like outside inside outside with the window, and it was kind of a. I mean, it could mean a lot of different things, obviously, and I like that, you know, that it's very open. But you know. But it was kind of a way for this my son to kind of come out to the world, from the inside, basically. At least that's kind of what I was kind of what I how I interpreted, you know.
Yeah, I love that. There is something very sculptural about that whole process, right? Of birth
sure.
itself, this kind of body from a body is remarkable one way, and the way you're talking about it, or the way I'm thinking about it as you're talking about it, is that it, in itself, birth is this, if we can go this far, a sculptural process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other one that I'd love to talk about is Pink Revolution, which relates a little bit to Thalo Reverie and a few others. You know, so I wanted to talk about that. Yeah, Pink Revolution, which also again seems to relate to Thalo Reverie. These are in a way similar compositions, but now we're looking at bodies that both look like orgiastic as well as puzzle-like, and it's a kind of fascinating form because they both look like they're in something like a landscape. There's some kind of space that they're in.
Right.
Hard to define, but they don't seem quite like they're floating or that they're grounded. Yeah, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that one, Pink Revolution, or some of the ideas behind how this was built because, yeah, again, I don't see like a land and sky. It's not that type of landscape. But
right.
They also feel like they have weight to them.
Sure. I mean, it's... it really all started with kind of my love for this painting by Peter Paul Rubens, which is like I think it's titled The Fall of the Rebels, or I think that's what it's called. And it's basically just a bunch of bodies, or Fall of the Damned. I think that might be the title, but it's basically just like, just bunch of bodies kind of going all through the kind of falling to the ground, to the abyss, and it's so. And then the painting basically is just so. I mean, that's the subject matter wise, but like, this, but the painting was just so overwhelming. I mean, I've never seen it in person, but very overwhelming, and just, or, you know, the word you used to use, orgiastic. You know, very orgy like, because it's just body after body after body, and it's almost. It felt like an abstract painting because aside from the title and the kind of the subject from the biblical story, like I had no idea what the hell this was going or what was going on in the painting. It's just a bunch of bodies just kind of falling or maybe going up or something like that, and that really that painting really caught my attention. And this really started like during my art school days, and I think that's kind of how I started these kind of a lot of multi-compositional, multi-figurative kind of composition. So that's my really take on. So this, when I make those kind of painting like Pink Revolution or the Thalo Reverie, that's kind of what I'm taking on. It's just kind of a bunch of bodies. Where you can really, it's really difficult or almost impossible to figure out what they're actually doing. But then it's the kind of the kind of that first first reaction or the kind of the sensation you get from the painting is that's really what I'm interested in. It's because it could be it's the same kind of body landscape, but the way you perceive the painting is totally different in terms of the context and the kind of the space they're in. Like the Pink Revolution is a very open space, and obviously the color also is a very bright painting compared to like Thalo Reverie, which is a very enclosed space. Basically, these figures are kind of in a box, in a box-like space, although it's, you know, obviously very abstracted. But then, and also the color of it is not so very happy kind of the vibe you get, I think, at least that's kind of the how I see it.
Yeah, that's so interesting. That's so interesting. Yeah, I love talking to you about this. I want to ask you one more question before we go a little off topic.
Yeah.
What are you reading at the moment?
You know, like that's a very difficult question because I'm just to be frankly honest, I haven't really been reading books as much as I should. I've been reading a lot of essays and a lot of baby stuff and meal prepping, those things. But to answer that question, I guess the book that I started and hopefully to kind of go back to is called Francis Bacon in Your Blood by Michael Papiette. He was like a friend of Francis Bacon when he was alive, and it's just kind of his biography about biography of himself, but also about Francis Bacon and the kind of the things that he said, the kind of the quotes he said, and the kind of the thought process of Bacon's painting and whatnot. So that's kind of that's kind of what I'm reading, what I was reading, that I hope to finish sooner or later. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Mark. I want to thank you for talking with me today, for putting together this beautiful show. Of course, there's links here so that listeners can learn more and hopefully see the show. Mark, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.